Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is happening in Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you. 97.5, The Fanatic. Great job by Devon Givens. As always, it's you and me up until midnight here as we're talking about week two NFL action. Some of it's already underway, but for your Philadelphia Eagles, we have to wait just a little bit longer till Sunday at 1 o'clock. And there's been a lot of talk already. Back and forth. There have been people talking about whether there's going to be any kind of, you know, hangover from the Buccaneers side after putting up 48 points on the division rival New Orleans Saints. There's been talk about whether this would be a bounce-back, get-right game for the Philadelphia offense, or if this is a symptom of something bigger and something that could last until Carson Wentz returns. And there has been talk about what it means to be a good player in the NFL. Confidence, everything else. I read something today that just about knocked me out of my chair. Because do you guys remember when I think it was Yale beat Baylor in the NCAA basketball tournament? I believe it was Taurean Prince was asked, you know, Yale had a big rebounding advantage. How does Yale out-rebound Baylor? And Taurean Prince went on to like explain to the reporter what a rebound was. Like when somebody puts up a shot and you grab it and you come down with it, that's a rebound. And they had more of those than us. Like he was like very sincere, like he thinks the person doesn't understand. That's what this comment came from with Gerald McCoy. You might know him. You might love him. Really, really good defensive tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Six-time Pro Bowler. He was surprised. I was reading this story on FoxSports.com. When he hears people question the ability of NFL players, particularly backup quarterbacks like Nick Foles and Ryan Fitzpatrick, this is what he said. He said, "It's the NFL. Everybody's good." And I said, "Oh my heavens." Gerald, we don't mean are they bad in relationship to like the third string Fresno State quarterback. We don't mean like they're bad in relation to the general population. Like if Sam Wilson after this evening's program was like, "Wow, I did a really terrible job. Like I did a really bad job of producing the show tonight." Does she mean she does as bad a job as like a random person that you would grab off the street would do? Or like in the judgment of like her peers, if you had other producers who have the same level of training, same level of background as Sam, is that what she means? Gerald, we know that they can throw the football and that they're good quarterbacks for like the world population. You're telling me, oh, everybody's good. Oh, okay. Everybody's good. So just a random team wins the Super Bowl every single year. You just pull it out of a hat. It's all even. Whoever gets lucky. Come on now. This is what he says. I don't get when a person, an analyst or fan or anybody says, oh, he's not good. That's a horrible thing to say about an NFL player because there are people who would give up anything to be in the NFL. They just didn't have what it takes to be quote unquote not good. Come on, man. If I go home and I get all mopey, right? And I'm like, I had the worst day ever today. Is someone going to come out of the woodwork on Twitter and be like, well, actually, you didn't lose your legs or be diagnosed with a terminal illness or have like a family member tell you that you weren't worth anything? Like, I didn't have a day like that. I know that I didn't have the worst day ever. It's up to like everybody's individual bubble. I mean, you hear Nick Foles and Ryan Fitzpatrick talking about their relative mental states at this point, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick comes out and says that he's playing the best football of his entire life, that he's literally never been better at playing quarterback than he is today. Nick Foles is asked about that and responds, and that's where the conversation about the confidence comes in, where he says that, you know, confidence comes and goes sometimes, and you got to work through some stuff, and sometimes you're there, and it's not just like a threshold that you meet. Sometimes you work your way into it, and you say, all right, this is going to be the bounce back game. To use a previous example, as if this would ever happen with Sam Wilson, she'd be like, all right, it's time for the bounce back show. The confidence grows again. It's impossible for her to produce a bad show. Haven't seen it yet. So until it's proven otherwise, I'm just going to go with that. I don't understand. It would almost be like if you had like a niece or a nephew, somebody who's a lot younger than you, and they're complaining to you about something, and like objectively with a straight face, you were like, you're a kid. You don't actually have any problems. You don't have a mortgage or you don't have to cook dinner. It's like, okay, does that mean that their problems aren't big to them? You're not talking about like just objectively. It's all subjective. Gerald McCoy, give us some credit here, okay? We know that NFL players are good. To say that you're not good means that you're not good in relation to your peers who are at that same level. That's all it is. It has been a weird week, this whole buildup, right? There have been conversations about whether the Tampa Bay Bucks are a team that you should just overlook. There have been conversations about whether the Bucks could actually beat the Eagles. I mean, think about this. Ryan Fitzpatrick, we're like, oh, he's a backup quarterback and blah, 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 and eventually things are going to work back out. He's 35 years old. He's not the future. I'm watching this and I'm like, all right, well, he went 2-1 for Jameis Winston last year. Now that Winston's out, Fitzpatrick's going to get a minimum of 3 starts this year. And he's 1-0 in those against a team that a lot of people had as a Super Bowl favorite. Actually, similarly to Nick Foles, right? I think that it's fair to say that Foles probably has at least 3 starts in him. It's possible that Wentz could get cleared up and 100% come back and have no problems with anything, be ready for week 3. But I'd be surprised. It's amazing the parallels here. Is Nick Foles that much better than Ryan Fitzpatrick? I don't know. It's tough to tell. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick's gotten so many more opportunities than Nick Foles. And Foles has probably been on better teams than Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's tough to tell, you know, and evaluate that objectively, just apples to apples. But you can look at where they are presently. Ryan Fitzpatrick is coming off of one of the best games that he's probably ever had in terms of overall production. Nick Foles is coming off a game that wasn't one of his worst, but it wasn't anything to write home about. It was a low-scoring game, but he still only threw for 117 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception in the Eagles' win over Atlanta. He's been good, though, against Tampa Bay. 66% of his passes, 677 yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks in 2012-2013. So there you go. You've got the opportunity to get right against a team that you've had a lot of success against. But it interests me big time when I see similar players. I'm wondering about whether you're looking at Nick Foles coming off of a Super Bowl MVP season, and it is a confidence thing that's not necessarily showing up in the stats for the preseason, the regular season week 1. Is it possible that Nick Foles has something going on from a confidence standpoint? I mean, we always get shredded if we have Twitter polls that are something along the lines of, what's your confidence level in X player? Or what's your confidence level in X coach? And you know what? Full transparency, maybe we deserve that, to be honest with you. Maybe we could find a new way to ask that question. But it's interesting to me to hear Nick Foles talk about his confidence issues himself. This is the quote from Foles. You don't get confidence and keep it. I think that's life. Day to day, there's struggles. Confidence isn't just something that's always there. I think people expect, since you've done it before, should know how to do it every time. But each day is a new day. Each struggle is a new struggle. And we are humans. We do have feelings and we do go through different things. People look at us as professional athletes and think we don't deal with that, but we do. And I think when Fitz says that, when he was talking about how he's playing as best as he ever has, that's really awesome that he's as honest as he is, because I'll be honest too, we do struggle. You lose your confidence at times, but you have to know how to get it back and what does it take. For me, it's always leaning on Christ and talking to my wife, even though sometimes I probably drive her crazy, but she's always been there for me. I'll do you one better. I would say that as much as you say, you know, block out the noise and ignore distractions and everything else, that's what every football coach is ever going to talk about, right? Not every player is scrutinized the same way. Is that fair to say? I think that if you've got Tom Brady, who is going through, you know, the confidence ebbs and flows, like Nick Foles says, right? Tom Brady doesn't have an army of people waiting for him to make a mistake so that you could say, oh, see, I told you, Tom Brady stinks. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have just this ridiculous number of naysayers waiting to cut him down the way that Nick Foles does. And I don't think that that's fair. I've said before that the Eagles have no quarterback controversy, that as soon as Carson Wentz gets healthy, he's the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. But because of the fact that Nick Foles has this army of detractors, and we are a city that embraces the underdog, there have been these two factions that exist. One faction is exactly that cuts Nick Foles down and says, this guy's never going to be anything, you know, worthwhile. He's always lucky and fluky and everything else. And rising up to meet that group is this oppositional side that says that Nick Foles is transcendent and he would start on any team in the league outside of the Eagles, and he's a top 10 quarterback and he needs to be treated as such. When in reality, there's zero chance that either of those opposing sides are even close in terms of their assessment of the player, right? Nick Foles is like a lot of other players. He's not a unique, absolutely one-of-a-kind kind of guy. In a couple ways he is, in terms of his high highs and his low lows. But I mean, this is not a guy who's unbelievably lucky to be in the NFL, and he's in the NFL for no good reason. And he's also not this top 10 quarterback that has inexplicably been stuck on a bench. And by the way, he's 30 years old. It's not like he's any kind of like great mystery. He is a guy who's under the microscope. I don't know if Ryan Fitzpatrick is under the same microscope, right? He's in a situation where he's not the Super Bowl MVP. He is a journeyman quarterback, similar to Foles. But for whatever reason, Fitzpatrick's ability to, you know, thrive in short situations is just generally accepted. That's his role. So he's almost freed to just do Ryan Fitzpatrick things, to maybe have four or five touchdowns in the game, and then fade back into the background eventually. With Foles, for whatever reason, he's such a raw, untapped nerve that people have to feel some kind of way about Nick Foles. Either he is literally Jesus, like the MVP of all MVPs, or he's a guy who doesn't belong in the league. And I don't understand it. But I can understand, if I was Nick Foles and that was the perception either way, how my confidence might be affected a little bit more than even the average NFL player. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join in. Do you think, Foles lays it out like this. He says that, you know, everybody deals with confidence from a human perspective, and he's right. I don't know if anybody has to deal with the almost unique circumstances that Foles has to deal with as the interim starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's go to CJ in Levittown to lead things off. CJ, you're on the Joe Torti Show. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing?
Doing great.
So my thing with Nick Foles comparison to Ryan Fitzpatrick is you got to figure they're almost the same guy. They show I wouldn't say greatness, but they show flashes in small doses.
Sure, usefulness certainly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I feel like with Foles, he's just done it in a bigger spotlight.
Now, do you think that's because of him or because he's been on better teams than Ryan Fitzpatrick? How do you attribute that?
Well, it's true, but when Foles was with Chip, yeah, you got to say when he went to the playoffs against the Saints, yeah, he had Shady, but it wasn't great. But he did leave the field with the lead that game.
Sure did.
And the defense dropped the ball on him on that one.
That's true, no doubt about it.
And but Fitzpatrick, yeah, I guess he has had great teams, but Foles hasn't had great teams either. Well, except last year, his defense was pretty damn great.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing last year. And you're right. It's not like when he was on Kansas City's teams or St. Louis's teams that those were world beaters or anything like that. But, I mean, I look at Ryan Fitzpatrick's career and the path that he's taken. I'm looking like Rams, Bengals, Sabres, Bills, Titans, Texans, Jets. These teams all stink. They're all terrible.
Now, I have a question. Do you think Fitzpatrick, if he's in the same spot last year as Foles was, does he have the same outcome?
And that's the question that I have. I don't think so, CJ, but I'm not
sure.
We
haven't seen him tested.
That's exactly it.
In that situation. We haven't seen him in a playoff situation.
I'll say this. If before I had seen Nick Foles, like, for example, before the Atlanta game or even after the Atlanta game, if you would have asked me if Nick Foles could do the things against Minnesota and New England that he did,
not.
I would have said no. So,
but I feel like I would say I felt like he could have won just because I saw him at that Saints game. I sat in the 15-degree weather and
watched
him leave the field with the lead and watched special teams give it away.
That's fair to say. CJ, thanks for the phone call, man. And I don't mean to make it a direct, like, who's better, Ryan Fitzpatrick or Nick Foles thing, because I think that's tough to tell. Fitzpatrick has 6 more years than the league, but like I said, he's been a guy who's been the starter for all 16 games 3 times in his career. You wouldn't call him a world beater. He's actually had a nice career. If I told you that Ryan Fitzpatrick had 27,000 passing yards, you say, what? Are you Ryan Fitzpatrick? Yes, he does. 177 touchdowns, 136 interceptions. Not the worst in the world for a guy who's in spot duty or anything like that. This might sound blasphemous, but I almost feel like if you extrapolated Nick Foles' career and he was able to stay healthy, because that's always the rub on Foles. He's never able to play 16 games. But if you stretched it out, starting from age 23 to where Fitzpatrick is now at 36, they might be the same guy. But the difference, it's amazing how Ryan Fitzpatrick, with no expectations, is able to play with the confidence and able to, in spots or in spurts, play really, really well. Versus Nick Foles, who's actually delivered a Super Bowl and delivered a Super Bowl MVP just this past February, has to deal with an army of people waiting to cut him down and waiting to say that he has nothing to contribute to an NFL team and it was just lightning in a bottle. Now, having said that, personally, I believe it was lightning in a bottle. That doesn't mean that Nick Foles stinks. I'm not going to go that far. But like I said, anytime that there's a statement that's as strong as that, you're going to see a group rise up, and it starts out as, hey, Nick Foles isn't that bad, and then you go back and forth and just rise and rise and rise to meet the other group until it turns into Nick Foles should be the starting quarterback of the Eagles. You should trade what you can for Wentz because he's injury prone and he's never going to start. Like, that's the level of lunacy that it reaches at some points. It spoke to me today when Nick Foles was talking about the confidence issues, when he's talking about the fact that you don't just get to a level and stay confident and everything else. And, you know, the struggles are real. Do I really think that Nick Foles' confidence is going to go up and down and up and down in training camp and practice? No, I don't really. Game days, maybe, but that doesn't explain it. The only explanation that I can come up with is that we are at fault. here in Philadelphia. The way that Nick Foles, everything that he does is under a microscope, to the level at which not just Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, but any other backup quarterback in the league, any other Ryan Fitzpatrick in the league, doesn't have to deal with, doesn't have to go through the full white hot spotlight of, oh, did you see Foles do this? Oh, did you see Foles do that? Why'd you, you know what I mean? There's a whole group of people just waiting to just crush this guy. I like to think of myself as a fairly mentally strong person. I continue to work on that. But even me, if there were people waiting for every single slip-up that I had on the NFL stage, and I was as accomplished as Nick Foles, my Super Bowl MVP trophy doesn't keep me warm at night. That doesn't keep me ready to go for the next game. That doesn't mean, oh yeah, that's a clear ticket that everything that you do for the rest of your career is going to be great. No, you focus on being great, and you want to be great, and you want to contribute to a team any way that you can. But with everybody waiting to kind of cut you down, and I'm not trying to treat him with kid gloves either. I'm saying that it's almost a unique situation that he's in with a team that does have a franchise quarterback solidly established. Nick Foles is not that. Carson Wentz is the guy that you traded up for. He's your quarterback for a decade, this and that and the other thing. But still, the backup quarterback has turned into the most polarizing player on the roster. How in the world does that happen? I'd argue that it shouldn't. 610-632-0975. I want to get into this with you. So if you're on the line, we're going to get to your calls next. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The home of Brian Westbrook.
Fridays at 4 with Mike Missanelli. And whenever NFL news breaks, Brian Westbrook is on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease to Chrysler Capital. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25 cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9/17/18.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite.
on us.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds travel to Tampa Bay this weekend where there will be a chance of thunderstorms all day. Game time is 1 p.m. and the high temp at that time should be around 90 degrees with wind gusts approaching 20 miles per hour throughout the game.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with their tradition of old-world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the famous homemade tomato pie. Homemade dough topped with Carlino's signature fresh-made chunky tomato basil sauce and baked fresh for you and your family. Pick one up today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine? Then regular oil and filter changes are the answer. AutoZone has everything you need to help you do the job yourself and do it right. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly-dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny's proud to stock a full line of Westinghouse bulbs, including filament, A19, linear, and specialty LEDs. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
Think you know football? Put your money where your mouth is with William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in Jersey. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill.
Sports talk for Pensacola and all of Camden County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic. Sam Wilson producing this evening's program. Earlier today, we're going to get to the phones in 1 second. 610-632-0975. Got to share this with you, though, because I always love some good sauce, a little good drama. Earlier today on NFL Network before the Ravens-Bengals game, you know that whole crew that you know sets up and is talking about breaking down the game beforehand, right? Michael Irvin said on NFL Network that Joe Flacco hasn't had a trust wide receiver since Anquan Boldin, right? The problem is that part of that pregame show, Steve Smith Sr. is sitting there who was playing with the Ravens for like 2 years before, or maybe it was three, I can't remember. Steve doesn't appreciate it, turns to him and says, I have a doctorate in route running. You have an associate's degree. Oh, man. Receiver on receiver crime right there. What is happening? Let's go to Ted in Fishtown. Ted, you're on the Joe Torti Show. Ted.
Hey, Joe, I'm here.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, brother. Hey, before I get into my T.O., I'm thinking about receivers now.
See that?
After that one comment.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem at all. I did talk to you about 2 weeks ago, and you asked for a prediction on a game, and I said Eagles 17, Atlanta 13.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, and man? You missed that one by points. Come on, dude. I expect better from you.
That? Yeah, that's my life. You know, super close, but never get the trophy.
Oh, man. Next time, Ted, we got you.
Hey, one thing my father told me is like, you know what? You'll never be the best at anything. Deal with it.
Ouch.
So I was like, okay.
Man, oh, man. Right.
That's good advice.
I guess so. What do you have on Foles, Ted?
Yeah, I mean, geez, 58 years, not a Super Bowl. You know, I watched the TV, never cried or anything like that. I mean, here's this guy. I mean, it's like a Disney movie. Another one. You know?
Yeah.
Passed away. Great player for us for a year. Just happened to get another chance. And boom. He brings something we never had.
Yeah.
I'm actually indebted to him, and I will never have a bad thing to say about him because of it. And I grew up with a lot of great quarterbacks, Randall, Donovan. I was even around with a Coy Detmer, you know, all that other garbage they threw at him.
Uh-huh.
But, man.
No, he gave something that no one has ever been able to deliver. And I think that even the Foles detractors would say that Philly's grateful to him forever for that.
No doubt. And if you're not, then you need to rethink your fandom. Let me go to another place. Last night, do you think Noah, he just called it in? Do you think he quit on Kapler and the team?
Ted, you know what? Thanks for the phone call, man. I think that Nola did not quit or phone it in or anything like that. I think that when you're asked to be that excellent for such a long time that you're going to have a blip. And couple that with the fact that I know that he's pitching for the Cy Young contention and everything else, but at some level, like, just the human element sets in where even if you're not like consciously like, oh yeah, well, here goes the neighborhood, I'm just going to totally phone this one in. You know that your playoff chances are dwindling, and you know that there's a chance that this could be your last start. And there have been conversations about shutting Nola down for the rest of the season once the Phillies get out of contention. I don't know if all of those things were on his mind or not. I'm just not sure. I mean, we're talking about confidence in the mental game and everything else. In football, I'm sure that bleeds over into the Phillies as well. 610-632-0975. Couple of open phone lines you want to weigh in here. Let's go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
You know, Joe, the one thing I will say about the Phillies, really, really briefly, because I got plenty of Eagles. I'm listening to the radio stations as I'm doing my school bus run today. And some of the stations that we were flipping around through actually came when it came to the sports time, said the Phillies were 6.5 games. And I cringe because I know that we're 7.5 games back tonight. I wish we were 6.5, but you know, I digress.
It changed the whole thing, Chris.
I digress though. And you know, when I think about it, Nick Foles is the kind of is a comparable quarterback. And look, I'm one of the big fans of the Foltine Society. I followed him when he went to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I remember when he was ready to walk away, Andy Reid convinced him to come and play in Kansas City, and he ended up here in Philly and won a Super Bowl as a backup. You know, I love the Nick Foles story. But at the same time, you know, we all know Carson is the quarterback, but, you know, Fitzpatrick, there's a bunch of these guys in the league, I think, who are comparable quarterbacks. They're not blow you off the map car quarterbacks, like the elite. And I think I put Carson Wentz in there. Now he is going to be elite. So let's get that, you know, null and void. But, you know, I think Nick, whether it's Nick Foles, Ryan Fitzpatrick, there's a couple other, even Eli Manning to a degree. Now, they're comparable quarterbacks where they need talent around to succeed.
Right.
But they can succeed and situations that they need to. I do think, unlike the other caller, that Ryan Fitzpatrick, in the small amount of time he wouldn't have been asked to, could have came in and did something comparable to what Nick Foles did last year. I do.
Yeah, it's possible.
But the only thing is the Doug Peterson reference between him and Foles. That's the only thing that doesn't.
Right. So. Well, Chris, let me ask you this, too, because I find it fascinating, and you know, we're going down this path here. I know that Fitzpatrick is older, but like, throw that out the window. I wonder if there would be a conversation about, you know, if it were Fitzpatrick instead of Foles last year, and Fitzpatrick made it through the playoffs, and they win the Super Bowl and everything else, right? Like, is it the legend of Foles that is driving the Folesian society, Foles should be the starting quarterback of the Eagles thing, exists with Fitzpatrick?
I'll tell you what it is, Joe, because you talked to the right person. You know what? A lot of people feel spited for what happened in 13. You get rid of your quarterback who took you to the playoffs, and you traded him for a guy who never could stay healthy but one season in Sam Bradford.
Right.
And we were supposed to just sit there and take and blindly give in to that. No, that's why a lot of people feel jaded over how he was treated the first time, and they were happy. They felt vindicated when it happened, and he won us the Super Bowl. So, no, I think that is a big, big part. You know, winning does a lot for people's confidence. That's all I'll say.
Sure, clearly. And Chris, thanks for the phone call, man. That's what I mean. I think that there's an element to it where this whole, like, Foles should be the starter. People are like, oh, what do you mean? He's the Super Bowl MVP. That has nothing to do with it. I think it goes way further back than that. There are people that said the Foles should have never been traded in the first place, should have been the starting quarterback leading up to and including last year. And there are people that I've had conversations with that are like, oh, you wouldn't have even needed to trade up to get Carson Wentz if you started Nick Foles that whole time. And I'm just sitting there shaking my head like, seriously? You don't like the way that things have played out since then? But I digress. I don't know what it is. There's a magnetism about Nick Foles that's just there. Meanwhile, Ryan Fitzpatrick reminds me, not in terms of talent or in terms of role, but there are guys that you root for to succeed all the time, and there are guys that you will look to cut down, and then there are guys that you'll look to ignore. Like Ryan Fitzpatrick, Nick Foles, outside of that Folesian society where everyone wants him to succeed, and a guy like Jay Cutler, like every single blemish, every single wart, no matter what, people will call attention to it and be like, oh yeah, that guy's terrible. That guy stinks. That guy's terrible. And all of the positive accomplishments are minimized. I just think it's fascinating because I don't think there's anyone in Tampa Bay clamoring for Ryan Fitzpatrick to be the starter. Let's go to Grant in Jersey City up next. What's happening, Grant?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Tremendous. Thank you.
For anyone who has any questions about Nick Foles, I'm currently reading the book that he just wrote, Believe It.
Okay.
And all the stuff that he said at that press conference is basically what he says in his book. Like, he truly feels that way, and what the last caller must have read the book, too, because he was saying stuff from that, how, like, he was filled with self-doubt throughout his entire career. And, like, when before the Oakland game, when he threw the 7 touchdowns, he literally was questioning whether he could continue playing football. And he prayed to God, and he believes that was God's response to him to continue playing football when he threw those 7 touchdowns.
Wow. So, do you agree then, Grant, that, like, if he deals with that to begin with on a day-to-day basis, his struggle becomes that much more difficult when everything that he does is polarized by either the people that want him to be the starting quarterback or the people that say, you know, Foles can't help you at all and he's done everything that he's going to do.
Yes, I mean, I'm in the boat where I know this is Carson's team, and I just ultimately want Carson to be healthy and Foles to play as long as he can until Carson is healthy and then Carson come back. Foles knows his role. He says it in his book multiple times, and I believe that. And I think he means it. And, like, I think last season what he did, I wasn't surprised by that. Like, the fact that he did the 27-2 touchdowns and then to come back and lead our team through the playoffs and everything, that's pretty incredible. I know you think it's lightning in the bottle, which it could have been, but that's two lightnings in two bottles right there. And I don't think that's coincidence. That's skill.
Now, Grant, time out. I'm not trying to take anything away from him when I say that. In fact, what I would say, I've said this in the past, I would rather have a backup who has the ability to catch lightning in a bottle versus a vanilla ice cream guy that's literally just going to give you 200 yards, one touchdown, one interception every single time.
Absolutely. Now, do I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick could have done the same thing? I don't really know. You can't really say that's all hypothetical, you know?
Right. Exactly. But, we haven't seen it.
But Nick Foles in this system has proven that he can succeed. When he's gone to other systems, he hasn't succeeded. But Andy Reid did resurrect his career. Like, he hung it up. He was done. And he said the only reason why he wanted to play football again was because of Andy Reid.
Yep.
If you haven't read his book, I highly recommend it. That's all I got to say.
All right, great. Hey, thanks for the phone call, man. Really appreciate that. It's amazing how many books came out after this. Sam, you notice that? I was trying to count them up the other day. Everyone's getting a piece of this Eagles thing. Off the top of my head, there are 5 that I know of. 5 people who wrote books about this. You know what? Strike when the iron's hot, fellas. Go crazy. I do like that everybody's got kind of a different spin on it, though. I really appreciate that, because it's boring to read the same book written by somebody else over and over and over again. So, you know what? Here's the other thing. When it's the Eagles Super Bowl, you consume as much of it as you can. Just keep it alive. Bring it on. And I'll watch the championship DVD as well. 610-632-0975. Still make DVDs? Is everything Blu-ray now? Did I just date myself? What happened? It's the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
NFL Week 2, and the Birds travel to Tampa Bay in a battle of Week 1 winners and another start for MVP Nick Foles. Start your football Sunday with Trey, Devon, and Jason live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. The Birds go for 2-0 in Tampa Bay, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic. Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350, 3500 pickups since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease to Chrysler Capital. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25 cents charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9/17/18.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your play slip, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. With drawings for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment. Come on.
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with their tradition of old world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the famous homemade tomato pie. Homemade dough topped with Carlino's signature fresh-made chunky tomato basil sauce and baked fresh for you and your family. Pick one up today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
It's Trey Thomas, and I'm warming up for this week's pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Tune in before the game to hear my take on the Birds' chances against Tampa Bay and Ryan Fitzpatrick this weekend. This pregame show warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit nopaybryant.com to find a dealer near you, and don't forget to join us at Sugar House 3 hours before kickoff.
It's the little things, like her first goal of the season. That's my baby! Or scoring huge savings at the Peebles One Big Sale. Because Friday through Sunday, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy one item, get 40% off. Buy two, get 50% off. Buy three or more, and you'll score 60% off. Plus, our Super Blowout Doorbuster gets you an extra 70% off already reduced prices on shoes, beauty, and more. Hurry in! Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 over book value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease on tax, title, and DMV. Discount lease only. Trade down value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds look to start the season 2-0 this Sunday when they head down to Tampa to face the Bucks. Nick Foles will get the start as Carson Wentz is still not medically cleared to play, but ESPN NFL insider Chris Mortensen says that he could be medically cleared come week 3. The big question for this weekend, will we see the same Bucks offense who scored 48 points against New Orleans on Sunday?
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured, call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit injurylawyer.com.
Tune in to the Birds Players Show, hosted by Anthony Gargano, live at Chickie and Pete's, brought to you by The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag by Phil Gaughan. Find a pickup location near you at thebagster.com.
Join the Fanatic at Arden Credit Union at 1500 Spring Garden Street this Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30 for a chance to win station prizes, game tickets, and a chance to meet Philly basketball player T.J. McConnell. That's this Saturday at Arden Credit Union on Spring Garden. Go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com for more details.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you until midnight this evening. Sam Wilson producing. Two ways that you can connect with the show. First, on the phone, 610-632-0975. Wide open phone lines. If you want to weigh in on the conversation, you can get in without too much of a wait. Be the first one in line. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Conversation on the table is I'm fascinated by why players' careers arc in certain ways. Like, I have realistic questions about, for example, Peyton Manning versus Ryan Leaf. There were a lot of people that had Peyton Manning as decisively the number one quarterback in that draft class. A lot of people did. But there were a lot of people who liked Ryan Leaf as well. And they were close. It was close enough so that there was a discussion, even if you solidly had Peyton Manning in command of that conversation. Did Ryan Leaf fail in the NFL because of physical abilities? I don't think so. You know, whether it was Manning's demeanor or his ability to break down defenses and process information. I mean, I know that it turned out over the course of his career that his brain worked like a supercomputer. But was that the main difference between the two? Was it a confidence issue? Don't forget about Ryan Leaf blowing up on the reporter and everything else. I mean, this is what we're talking about when we're talking about the confidence level and the mental part of the game. I don't know. It might be an unpopular opinion. I don't think there's that much from a talent perspective that separates Nick Foles from Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm curious to see if there's an opportunity in the next little bit here to see Foles have a confidence breakthrough, and if he puts up 5 touchdowns in a game like Fitzpatrick did last week against the Saints, when his confidence is rolling at an all-time high. How do you know that his confidence isn't at an all-time high? Well, he said that he's playing the best football that he's ever played, and that he's the best right now than he's been at any point in his career. Say that you're the best right now. That says that you're feeling confident in the way that you're playing. Meanwhile, Nick Foles, while not saying, oh, I've got all this stuff wrong with me, blah, 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 this and that and the other, he's saying that, yeah, you just go through ebbs and flows and ups and downs and things like that. And he's saying that you go through those things just naturally and normally, and then sometimes I feel like we expect these guys to be robots, to be completely perfect compartmentalizers and just be able to put out all the background noise and all the distractions and everything else. We say that. But it's easier than ever to interact with these guys. Like, think about if you were a baseball player in the 1980s that was on a big-time slump. you could literally just disappear off the face of the earth. You could go on vacation. You could go hang out with your family somewhere. You wouldn't have to be accountable 100% of the time. You don't have... you know what people have now? It's a relatively recent phenomenon that people have been... catch up with me at so-and-so restaurant or catch up with me at so-and-so car dealership. But even more recently than that, there have been these like online social media hangouts and shoutouts and things like that, where as part of, say, my deal with Vitamin Water, I have to do a Vitamin Water shout out, or there's video of me working out and rehydrating, replenishing with Vitamin Water, just talking about, hey, this is great stuff, blah, blah, blah. You can't just go off the grid now. It's easier than ever to reach out to someone now and be like, hey, by the way, watch the game. Just want to let you know that you suck. And to have thousands and thousands of people with the ability to do that, what does that do to someone's mental state? Even the strongest of all, right? There's some... Tom Brady's a certified freak. I think that he has a coal furnace burning inside of him. And that furnace runs on those people. Like, he just scoops them up, shovels them in, and he burns hotter and brighter and better every single time that there's a naysayer. You think it's a coincidence that he's career has been on an upward trajectory the entire time, as people are like, hey, by the way, eventually Tom Brady's going to be too old, or he's not better than Peyton, or this, he does it because of Belichick. He'd be nothing without Gronk. Into the stratosphere goes Tom Brady. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think those guys are few and far between, though. If you're a guy like Nick Foles, who, by the way, for your entire career, you've been a backup quarterback the whole time, to have people be like, yeah, you shouldn't be the starting quarterback, and not only that, you stink, and the Super Bowl MVP was a fluke, and 27-2 was a fluke, it's hard, I think, not to get inside your own head to some level and be like, well, you know, I've kind of had all of these creeping insecurities this whole time, so thank you very much for telling me that my insecurities are valid, and that's actually the case. It's hard. A guy like Russell Wilson, another guy who thrives on confidence, are there people looking and waiting for Russell Wilson to fail? Or have people been literally rooting for Russell Wilson, regardless of your fan allegiance, from the time that he was in the league? From the time that he beat out Tavares Jackson and Matt Flynn for the starting job, everybody was like a casual Seahawks fan. Everybody's like, woo! Yeah, go ahead. Not when they play the Eagles, but yeah, go ahead, Seattle, beat up on everybody else. And Russell Wilson, go ahead and do your thing. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Special treat. I know that I've had this guy on the show before, but you haven't probably haven't heard from him in a while because it's been a little while. But he's a perfect guy to talk to when it comes to confidence and mental strength and conditioning. He's the peak performance and mental strength trainer for the University of Pennsylvania. He works with a lot of their teams. Joe Dowling's going to join the program in a little bit. And I want to get into this Foles confidence thing with him, because I think that he could shed an interesting, unique perspective on all that. So that's going to come up in just a little bit. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Man, I just keep looking up periodically at this Bengals-Ravens game. It looks like there's not going to be a good Thursday night football game despite the schedule and the slate being better. Andy Dalton already has 4 first-half touchdowns. Wow. We'll be right back. We're coming back in just a little bit. Your phone calls, and we're going to talk to Joe Dowling in just a little bit to kind of shed some light on this. I'm curious to see, you know, what his observations are in terms of the way that, you know, confidence can affect players, not just at the collegiate level, but also, I mean, he's a big-time sports fan. He watches at the highest level and everything else. NFL conversation could be really interesting. 610-632-0975. One more tweet before the break. Christopher Stockman tweets in at Megatron 520. I read the dedications page of Foles' book and said, yuck, he didn't mention the Eagles fans once. Nuff said. Oh, man. See, even the dedication page of his book were shredding to pieces. Right or wrong? It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're
listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year.
Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more.
For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor.
Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term and DVR promo, regular rates apply.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. Eagles fans, get to a participating Wawa today and pick up a specially marked king-size bar of Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. You're already a winner if you have a Goldenberg's Peanut Chew. But check the wrapper, because one Golden Eagles ticket winner will receive 2 2019 regular season tickets for the Philadelphia Eagles, and 10 silver ticket winners will each receive an autographed jersey, helmet, or football from an Eagles player. No purchase necessary. Open to New Jersey, PA, and Delaware. Must be 18 and up. Go to PeanutChews.com for details and official rules.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Wait until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350, 3500 pickups since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease to Chrysler Capital. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25 cents. $5.99 charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9/17/18.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds look to start the season 2-0 this Sunday when they head down to Tampa to face the Bucks. Nick Foles will get the start as Carson Wentz is still not medically cleared to play, but ESPN NFL insider Chris Mortensen says that he could be medically cleared come week 3. The big question for this weekend, will we see the same Bucks offense who scored 48 points against New Orleans on Sunday?
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured? Call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit InjuryLawyer.com.
You're world champions, man.
World champions.
World champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. Yeah! WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Philadelphia's football station.
Welcome back to the Joe Torty Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Sam Wilson producing, taking you up until midnight this evening, 1 hour in the books. And we're glad to be joined now on the Comcast Business Hotline. He is the peak performance mental strength trainer for the University of Pennsylvania. He's worked with athletes on the high school, collegiate, and professional levels for 20 years. Also an author, Zonefulness, the ultimate guide for student athletes. However, despite all of this, he still has not helped me stop biting my nails. He is Joe Dowling and joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, Joe, that's hard to help you when you haven't come into my office yet.
Well, you know, I'm looking for the pro bono stuff. You know, I feel bad. I feel like I have to give you something before walking to the office.
That's funny. Hey, nice to talk to you, Joe.
Likewise, Joe. Appreciate you coming on with me. It's been a while. But I thought you were the perfect guy to talk to because so much of what you do has to do with the mental state and what you think of yourself and your sports performance and having that manifest out on the field or the court or whatever. And I thought it was interesting how, on one hand, you've got two backup quarterbacks. And on one hand, you've got Ryan Fitzpatrick talking about how he's playing the best that he's ever played and almost speaking that into existence. And then on the other hand, you've got Nick Foles, who's been struggling in the preseason, struggled in week one, and is talking about how you just go through those confidence ebbs and flows, ups and downs. Is this an example of something that you typically talk about or preach positively and negatively?
Joe, it's the number one example. It's what, you know, I've worked with a lot of professional athletes, great deal of Division I athletes forever, high school athletes. The most common problem is overthinking, and the overthinking can quickly morph into self-doubt and self-criticism. So Nick's engaging in self-doubt, self-criticism, which I have three main zone blockers, you know, symptoms in your overthinking mind, but the self-criticism, the what-ifing, worrying about the negative future, and I call it the whining, asking, W-H-Y-N-I-N-G, asking why did this happen, why did that happen, the negative focus on the past. But with Nick, he's clearly, since he is a human being, he's in a space now where he's doubting himself. And what happens is people follow the doubt, right? And one of the techniques I use with athletes that can be really successful is that we want them to utilize the doubt. What I mean by that is when they're feeling doubt, when they start criticizing themselves, they have to use that to their advantage. So the example is kind of a sarcastic, thank you, doubt, for reminding me to get into my zone. How do you get into your zone? Well, we have all kinds of techniques for that. With Nick, you know, he just was MVP of the Super Bowl. He brought home the big prize to the city of Philadelphia. I would have him sit down, take some slow, deep breaths, and slowly guide him back and anchor into that state of confidence in the Super Bowl. It could be so many other games you have when you have the 7-touchdown game against the Raiders. Just reconnecting with the sights, sounds, the sensations, the feelings of being in that state. It's what elite athletes do all over the all over the world. And it's something that you can do rather rapidly. And then it's up to the athlete to do mental strength drills every day where he's anchoring into the state of confidence, bringing it into the present. But most importantly, whenever the doubt comes up, you use it as a positive trigger. You don't follow it. And the last thing I'll say in my long-winded opening here is that I ask athletes, you know, I invoke the honor system. I say, how would you honestly talk to a teammate who is working really hard but struggling? How would you support them? And everyone says they would just, you know, they go over, they say, we need you, we believe in you, you can do it, look at your history. They would never consider criticizing their teammate. But everyone seems to criticize themselves. So right. It's that deceptively simple thing, hey, how would I talk to someone else, but owning that.
Well, Joe, understanding, and we're talking to Joe Dowling on the Comcast Business Hotline, understanding that you don't work with Nick, you know, you're not working with him through these things,
yeah.
But just generally speaking, how could something like this happen to Foles when literally in February and late January, he's living in the zone, literally can't miss. The only thing that's happened since then is he wrote a book and they've done the victory parade. How could that have changed so quickly just through the preseason in week one?
It's human nature, Joe. People will doubt themselves. And once again, I'll reiterate, it's so important. Once you start following the doubt, it morphs into something that it's really not. I always could, you know, these are symptoms of anxiety, technically. I'm not talking, certainly not having a panic attack. I don't mean that. But just overthinking and self-criticizing and having doubt are symptoms of anxiety. So these symptoms are trying to con him into believing that he lost his confidence. He just he's disconnected from it. He hasn't lost it. So when he follows the doubt, it's going to get worse and worse. That's when he needs to hit the pause button and say, there you are, doubt. You know, bleep your doubt. Thank you, doubt, for reminding me to get into my zone, to do my, to visualize myself succeeding, to remember my history of success. So the short answer is everyone does that. High functioning people in the world can get into that self-doubt loop, but when they follow it, they're going to stay stuck in it. They don't understand that they can actually get out of it if they use some of these techniques.
So let me ask you a question on the other side of the coin, because some examples that I brought up, like Tom Brady, I feel like thrives on the doubters and things like that. But also this week's opponent, and I know you work in the Ivy League, another Ivy Leaguer, Harvard graduate, Ryan Fitzpatrick, has kind of, through the same techniques that you're talking about and positive self-talk and everything else, he's kind of reached another level that he reaches every once in a while. How is he able to do that when he has, you know, people would say the same reasons to doubt himself that Nick Foles does?
Well, you know, we weren't born to doubt ourselves. I always use this crazy example of the little kid crawling, learning to walk. Before they take their first step, they never say, what if I don't take my first step? What's going to happen then? They fall down. They say, I can't believe I fell down. I'm a loser. We're born with this inherent predisposition to learn and to achieve. So, and there's also, I don't speak the language eloquently, but the brain science about positivity. And when we're focused on being positive, supporting ourselves like we do teammates and family and friends, it creates that expectation of success in our brain and that confidence. So much starts with our language. So just even if it doesn't feel right in the moment, you're still supporting yourself. You're still imagining, what will it be like when I have 5 touchdown passes against Tampa Bay, instead of what if I play poorly. So just shifting from what will it be like to instead of what if can create enormous shifts and changes. So yeah, I would imagine, I would take an educated guess that Ryan Fitzpatrick is fully immersed in supporting himself, magnifying what he's doing well, learning from his mistakes and not dwelling on the negativity.
Joe Dowling joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us here. One more before I let you go. I know you're a big Eagles fan. You've been locked in for long, long time here. What are you looking at this Sunday? What are you seeing with this Eagles-Tampa game?
Well, yeah, the ebbs and flows of sport, Joe, with looks to me like Tampa left it all at the Superdome, and they're going to come back a bit depleted. smelling themselves a bit, and the Eagles' defense is going to be, I feel strongly, the foundation, and they're going to break down the pocket, and then we're going to watch Nick get his confidence back with his 5 touchdown pass.
Be a beautiful thing to see, Joe, and I'll have to talk to you soon about this nail biting thing. I can't help it. Got to get it fixed.
Just cost you a lunch, Joe. That's all I need.
There he is, Joe Dowling, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Thank you so much, Joe. Really appreciate that. And it's always enlightening to look at it through that lens to see how things can work. By the way, I don't hold it against Joe that he's a LaSalle College High School graduate. As a St. Joe's Prep guy myself, I know that we have very little in common, and past that 10-minute phone call, it's likely that I won't talk to Joe for a good long time after that. But I really appreciate his expertise in weighing in on that. Now, Sam, I've got to ask you this, because as a collegiate athlete, at one point yourself, you might have a perspective on this that a lot of people who didn't play sports through college and everything else would have. Is there ever a time when you understood that your mental game or something like that was actually undermining your results or whatever you were doing when you were actually playing?
Yeah, mine wasn't really a lack of confidence, though. It was always when I got too angry that got my head and messed up my game.
So it like pulled you out of the game when you got upset?
Yeah, because then I would kind of try to overcompensate. And then volleyball, you go up and you try to like bomb it even harder, but then you just hit it into the net because your timing's off.
Exactly. It's interesting the way that works out, because I actually, you know, not necessarily in sports, but sometimes in sports, but in a lot of, you know, cases when I am not at the top of my mental game, it's because I'm overanalyzing and I'm, you know, running out all the scenarios and things like that in my head. It's a very like cerebral, paralyzing approach. Reacting emotionally is almost like the exact opposite of that. And still neither one of those is effective. So it's interesting to me to see, how those kind of things play out, because you can watch, like Sam, for your example, you can watch Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers get furious and it sharpens their focus. So, like, you never see them try to make an FU throw that gets like picked off. It always works. And maybe that's just why those guys are the best. I'm always fascinated by like how that can work, because when I get mad, it just looks like I'm throwing a temper tantrum. When they get mad, it's like, uh-oh, beast mode activated. Like, everyone better watch out. I hope that that's what happens with Nick Foles. I don't know if Nick Foles has like the full on like beast mode in him. I can see that from Carson. I don't know if I can see that from Foles. But if Foles just kind of evens out, even the way, like, I feel like we might have been even painting this in a little bit of an unfair light by talking about, like, all Foles said is that, you know, you don't get confidence and keep it. It's like ebbs and flows. He's not like Eeyore. He's not like down in the dumps, like, oh, I just can't do anything right, blah, 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 this and that and the other. He was just talking, like, almost generally that pro athletes go through the same confidence ebbs and flows as, you know, normal, mortal human beings. But it's just so rare to hear that in, especially like an alpha sport like football, where you never hear anything about, you know, dips in confidence and things like that. I admire the fact that not just in football, but in a lot of different sports as well, you started to see more of an open conversation, like especially in the NBA. The NBA has been just as good about this as anybody else, about opening up a conversation about mental health, generally speaking, and the way that, you know, people struggle with depression and anxiety and things like that. Well, naturally, I think that there's a progression where it's like, okay, well, in addition to, you know, diseases and symptoms and disorders and things like that, it's okay to just talk about, hey, like, I'm not having a great day today, or like my confidence isn't at a high level today for whatever reason. So it's interesting to see the way that this has changed versus what I would say is, you know, depending on your age, either yours or your dad's NFL, because it's not exactly the same at this point. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. By the way, I want to remind you, you can join Trey Thomas, Jason Mertedis, and Devon Gibbons this Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Hit the blackjack table in the Bird's Nest Pit for a chance at $5,000 cash. Make your football picks to win a share of $150,000 with the Sugar House Choose the Champs Challenge. Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner. So Let me ask you now, as we have cleared the phone lines, you have wide open lines now, 610-632-0975, if you want to weigh in on this topic. Based on now what we've read for ourselves, heard from ourselves regarding Nick Foles and Ryan Fitzpatrick, just heard an expert, a professional, shed some more light on how those kind of things can negatively affect or positively affect the way that you play a game. With all of that in mind, are we looking at the way that we have this Nick Foles conversation wrong? I've got to say, like, there's a certain level of expectation. It's like the concussion conversation, the CTE conversation. The most common refrain from people who don't want to see anything change with the game says that these guys get paid a lot of money and you know what you're signing up for, right? You understand what you're getting into when you sign up at the NFL level. I would argue that in 2018, that might be true, but, you know, you're talking about guys in the 70s and 80s who had no concussion information on what it could mean long term, and those are the guys that, you know, don't have that chance to choose, but this isn't a concussions discussion. It's more of, like, now that you know that Nick Foles has always thought of himself in his role with the team as being a backup quarterback to Carson Wentz and not necessarily being a starter in waiting or someone who's going to take his job or anything like that, you would think that as a backup quarterback, the expectations and the spotlight and everything else might just be a little bit less on you. And yet it's not the case with Foles. With Foles, there's a huge group of people that can't help themselves, positive and negative. Like I'm trying to think of a player that has generated the kind of conversation that Nick Foles has. Like maybe Tim Tebow. Like where there were so many people that were like, "Oh, look, he won a playoff game," or he stinks. This guy can never play. Like there were just as many people that were like, "Tim Tebow's a starting quarterback in the NFL," as they were like, "Hey, he's not even a starting fullback in the NFL." And that's almost to the level where we've gotten with Nick Foles because people look at it and say, all right, well, he's the Super Bowl MVP. That means he should be the starter. And so everything that he does almost gets put into a microscope that you wouldn't reasonably expect if you were any other backup quarterback in the league. I'm not talking about backups who are the quarterbacks of the future. That's a completely different conversation. I'm talking about guys that literally, you know, that you're there to be the backup, the Chase Daniels of the world. And you're not seeing Foles held to those same standards. 610-632-0975. I would argue that Foles is right. We all go through the ebbs and flows of confidence. You know, it's just the way that it works. It's part of being human. It's part of the deal. But with Foles, my premise is that he's going through some things and he's been asked to deal with some things that are not exactly what you would call in the job description for a backup NFL quarterback. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones with Scott in Barrington. What's happening, Scott?
Hello, Joe. What's good with you?
How you doing, man?
Good, good, good. It's the Eagles Hot Topic. I was to chime in. Ask you a couple quick questions, Brother Joe, and make it short and sweet. Thanks for taking my call.
You safe out there.
What do the Eagles have to do to beat the Buccaneers in your eyes, and what did the Buccaneers have to do to beat us, Brother Joe? And I feel this game. No disrespect to Fitzpatrick. We don't see him do it that much. See, the Saints messed up. They let him sit back there in the pocket and bake cakes and pies. So we've had a week to prepare. And I guess so. We got Branham back, and I'm just looking for a decent game. And not saying we were, you know, over cocky or anything, but after seeing them putting up 48 points, I think the Eagles definitely had a change of mindset. Brother Joe, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know what, Scott?
The answer.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate that. You actually hit on what I see as the entire key to the game. You know, what do the Bucs have to do versus what do the Eagles have to do? They're one and the same. The Eagles' defensive line collapsing the pocket is going to be the most important battle every single game, I'll argue. And it's going to be incredibly boring when people keep asking that, oh, what's going to be the key against the Texans? What's going to be the key against the Rams? What's going to be the key against this? It's always going to be the Eagles have an actual game-wrecking defensive line. The defensive line, when they're humming, can shut down the run, can shut down the pass. Will they be able to do that against this team or not? Or will this team, through offensive line talent, through scheme, game plan, whatever, will they be able to mitigate the damage that the defensive line can do? I don't think Ryan Fitzpatrick is a read, get it out of your hand immediately quarterback. I think Scott's right about that in terms of his ability to not just drop back and throw the deep ball, but also to extend the play, to run around a little bit, and hit the long ball. So with that being the case, if the Eagles' defensive line does not allow him to do that, then that bodes really well for the Eagles, and the Bucs can't win unless they protect that way. The ground game could end up being a big-time factor as well. Now, you might have to see a whole lot of Peyton Barber and everything else, but when I look at it through that lens and I say, all right, this is a group that literally, no matter who you play against, no matter who the quarterback is, no matter who the running back is, the wide receivers, whatever, the Eagles' defensive line makes it impossible to do the things that you want to do. That's what you sign up for. That's always going to be the key to the game, because that's the strength of the team. That's the basis for this entire championship defense until Wentz gets back. Then you've kind of got a two-headed monster thing where you've got a potential MVP playing quarterback and also, like I said, a game-shattering defensive line. 610-632-0975. Those are going to be the keys week in and week out. Now, in terms of Tampa, I agree with what Joe and a couple other callers had said. They might be a little bit smelling themselves, taking down the Saints. It's the home opener, all of the expectations and everything. It just feels like it's a game that the Eagles have won before. I mean, the Eagles are favored in the game. The Eagles, under Doug Peterson, have just demolished the spread over the course of his tenure. I like the Eagles. I really like the Eagles this week. And I'm not just saying that. I am in all likelihood going to make that. Well, I don't want to give away anything. But let's just say that I feel really good about the Eagles' chances of taking down Tampa Bay this week. 610-632-0975. Interesting article, by the way, this morning from Tim McManus talking about, you know, we've brought up some of the ties between the Eagles and Tampa, you know, Vinnie Curry and Bo Allen. And there might have been a connection that never was, that was pretty close to happening. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. It is the Joe Torty Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 2, and the Birds travel to Tampa Bay in a battle of Week 1 winners and another start for MVP Nick Foles. Start your football Sunday with Trey, Devon, and Jason live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. The Birds go for 2-0 in Tampa Bay, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torty and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. South Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Rematch. Canelo, Triple G, on Saturday, September 15th, it's champion versus champion, the sensational Canelo Alvarez versus the undefeated Triple G,
the best of the best,
and you not like the rest, now you're better than the rest, it's the fight of your life, who gon' be the winner, there can only be one, rematch.
Canelo versus Triple G2, Saturday, September 15th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
Live on pay-per-view from Xfinity. Order with your remote or online now at Xfinity.com/boxing.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, football fans, when your favorite team scores a touchdown this season, make sure you're celebrating with another TD. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Tullamore Dew is the smoothest Irish whiskey to enjoy during the big game. Triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured for even better flavor makes this TD perfect for celebrating TDs. Cheers to the death of thirst and birth of fond memories. Touchdowns and Tullamore Dew, a winning combination. Tullamore Dew reminds you to enjoy their whiskey responsibly during this football season. 40% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty. I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit Pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Listen to the Ron Jaworski Show every Wednesday from 6 to 7, sponsored by Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild West. Now taking bets at our new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports talk for Lansdowne and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back to the Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight, just about halfway home. A couple things for your perusal. I apologize in advance for not knowing how to pronounce this college's name. Guilford? Now, how do you know that, Sam? How could you possibly, not even knowing which college I'm looking at, you just pull that out. How could you possibly know that pronunciation?
There's a really good volleyball program called Bishop Guilford.
Okay. All right. Now, this is a college. Maybe this is the same one. They scored 61 points in a football game today. Really good football score. They played against Davidson. I don't think of Davidson as a big-time football school. Davidson scored 91 points in a football game today. I am dying to know what the team that they played against is like. I'm dying to know if like this is impressive or if it's... I mean, don't get me wrong. Actually scoring that many points in football is impressive no matter what. They're Division III, I see. Okay. Division III players can actually still go. I used to call games with somebody who said, and I don't know if I agree with this or not, but it was a guy who coached a lot of football and said that the big difference, Division I players are better than Division III players, generally speaking, but the huge difference is the depth. So, like, the best players on D3, a lot of them wouldn't embarrass themselves completely at the FBS level. Like, they wouldn't be completely outclassed. But, like, Georgia, you go to the fourth string corner, and it's like a four-star recruit. Meanwhile, like, the third or the backup corner on, you know, a D3 team, that's where you look at, like, the big discrepancy and the big disparity. But still, 91-61 in FCS football today. That's crazy. Here's the other crazy thing that I actually had no idea about until this really well-written article by our very own and ESPN's Tim McManus. It's called Tampa Special, How Nick Foles Nearly Became a Buccaneers Quarterback. So pretty much the gist of it is that heading into the 2017 season when Foles was a free agent after spending time in Kansas City, Nick Foles had kind of narrowed his decision down to where he'd play next to the Eagles and the Bucks because Philly was releasing Chase Daniel and needed a backup to Carson Wentz, and Tampa was looking for a backup for Jameis Winston because Mike Glennon signed the big deal. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about the Mike Glennon deal. 3 years, $45 million with the Chicago Bears. You know the Chicago Bears who spent the draft pick on Mitchell Trubisky? And after one of, like, the weirdest NFL draft trades that I think I've ever seen, as if San Francisco was ever going to take Trubisky in like a million years, but Chicago was like, we had to have him. Okay, whatever. That Mike Glennon. Foles said, before, obviously, this is leading up to his start, it was close. We were in discussions. Yeah, well, you have discussions with everybody, right? No. Foles has a history with Dirk Cutter. He committed to play for him at Arizona State when Foles was a junior in high school. But Cutter was fired that year, and then he joined the NFL ranks. And then Cutter was like, okay, well, this is delayed, and you know we didn't end up landing him at Arizona State. Let's bring him here so that we can unite in the pros. And Cutter said, we were excited about bringing him to ASU. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. I guess it's worked out okay on both ends. But shoot, I love Nick as a high school player and his athleticism, not only as a football player, but as a basketball player. I followed his career closely ever since and at one point tried to actually get him down here. But again, that's worked out well for him. And we did great by getting Ryan Fitzpatrick. So it worked out well for both sides. Now, what's the difference? What was the deciding, determining factor? Well, Foles' wife, Tori, was pregnant with their daughter, Lily, during the free agency. And he said, we thought really long and hard, but we ultimately decided that Philly was our home once before, and we loved it. We love the people here, we love the city, and what better place to be when we bring our daughter into the world. So, that was a big decision. Yep. Foles is now a Philly icon, helping to deliver that first ever Lombardi Trophy. And Ryan Fitzpatrick threw four touchdowns and ran for another against the Saints. It's all good on both sides, but it's weird the way that things work out. Like the what if game, we were playing it yesterday off the air, and we were saying, what if Miami decided that Drew Brees was the quarterback that they wanted instead of Dante Culpepper? Who knows if this Patriots dynasty even gets the chance to take off? Because how much of the, not to say the Patriots aren't good, but how much of their dynasty has been fueled by the fact that they're always the top seed in the AFC? Because their division is stunk forever. The Jets and the Bills and the Dolphins can't play with them. If the Dolphins had Drew Brees instead of Dante Culpepper, or, heck, for that matter, if Dante Culpepper never gets hurt, does history change? What would the difference have been if Nick Foles decided to sign with Tampa instead of Philadelphia? I'm almost, like, cringing to think. Good thing we'll never have to find out. Let's get right away there. be interesting for me to see how this thing plays out with Ryan Fitzpatrick versus Nick Foles and the confidence question, whether the confidence question even gets solved on Sunday. Now let's try Jim in South Philly. Jim, you with us?
Hey, cuz, what's up?
How you doing?
Just to let you know, I'm sure you recognize my voice. This is Jim from Harrodstown. But the producer sometimes asks you where you're calling from, and that's where I'm at tonight. I'm in South Philly. So.
Okay. I appreciate the honesty,
South
Jim.
Philly too. Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't I be honest?
Well, go ahead. Let it rip, man. What do you have?
Yeah. Cuz, what's the name? The Nick Foles and what's the name? His erratic, I guess. That's probably the wrong word, but he's up and down abilities, and when he's on, he's on, and when he's off, he's off. I totally disagree with that myself, bro. He's a great, in my opinion, athlete. Not, I should say great. He's a reliable, good athlete in this league. He's not one of the top, but he's certainly not one of the bottom. And you know what I like about him? Dude, I don't know if you've heard of him before. He's a really good basketball player. I've never seen it, but that means a lot.
Well, they say Eli Manning is actually a really good basketball player, too. I don't think that translates, does it?
Wait a minute. He's too slow of foot. He's no Nicky Foles.
Nick Foles is not slow of foot. Come on, Jim. You know better than that. You watch enough football.
I'm saying compared to Manning. I didn't say Nick's not
they're,
slow
They're the
foot.
Same. He they're is. The same. In terms of slowness of foot.
No way. That's not true.
Okay.
Maybe speed-wise in a 40, but not looking like you're getting away from a rush. You got to say he's better at getting away from a rush than Manning.
I don't know. Him getting away during that helmet catch to David Tyree, I thought was pretty impressive.
I'm not saying the sidestep and avoiding a tackle. That's fine. That's more a little shiftiness. I'm saying flat out running away from a rush. You can't tell me Nicky Six isn't better than Manning. Not Eli. We're talking what's the other one? What's the best one's name?
No, I'm talking about Eli. That Peyton.
I'm talking about Eli. Eli is a little better than his brother. Yeah, I put Eli. I can't believe I missed that. I don't know why when you said Manning, I jumped to the older brother. But yeah, Eli's there with him. Yeah, I agree with that. That's a good comparison. I do agree with
okay,
that.
Okay, well, I'm glad we could find some common ground there, Jim.
Yeah, right. Well, I hear you, yeah. Dude, the Phillies, what are we going to do?
What do you? Are you in the blow it all up camp, Jim? Where are you?
No, I'm not. No, okay. No, never give up. Remember, dude, if you're old enough to remember it, you didn't live through it. But you do remember the Phillies were up 10 games at one time back in the back path. In the 60s, I think it happened. They were up 10 games with 10 games to go. And what happened to them?
Well, I mean, it happened to Jim, thanks for the phone call, man. It happened where they had to make some serious ground up in 2007 as well. I'm not saying that it's never happened. I'm saying it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And by the way, just in the interest of pure, absolute 100% objectivity, if you disagree with the premise that Nick Foles, when he's good, is like impossibly hot, and when he's bad, he's like damn near unwatchable, you don't believe me, that's okay. I'm too lazy to go do this because I've already seen this tweet. I want you to go and scrub through Zach Berman's Twitter because he tweets a whole lot. And he had stats, all right, about how he had starts that were above 100 quarterback rating, stats that were below 80, right? Those starts, there were so many of those. There were none between 80 and 100, like three starts, four starts, five starts in his career with how many games that you look at there. Like, that's where you're looking at it. Like, it's an objective, it's not my opinion. It's an objective fact that when Nick Foles is really good, he is really good. And other than the times that he's really good, he's really bad. There is no middle game. There's no such thing as an average, reliable Nick Foles game. Doesn't exist. I don't think that's a bad thing, by the way. I've said that before. If you go to your backup quarterback, 9 times out of 10, your season's done to begin with. You're getting 200 yards, one touchdown, one interception. That's just the way that it's going. I would rather the guy have the ability to pop off. If I'm going to lose games anyway with my backup quarterback, what do I care if Nick Foles stinks up the joint? Most of the time, you're done if your backup quarterback's in there. But if he's got the ability to pop off like he did against Minnesota and like he did against New England, sign me up for that. That's not a bad thing. Let's call it what it is. Nick Foles is who he is. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. You want to join the conversation. A couple of open phone lines if you want to grab those. And you can also weigh in on Twitter if the lines are full at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. More of your phone calls coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Stephon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
It's the little things, like our first goal of the season. That's my baby! Or scoring huge savings at the Peebles One Big Sale. Because Friday through Sunday, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy one item, get 40% off. Buy two, get 50% off. Buy three or more, and you'll score 60% off. Plus, our Super Blowout Doorbuster gets you an extra 70% off already reduced prices on shoes, beauty, and more. Hurry in! Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Is your car full of ash holes? Couch got a bunch of ash holes on it? Be done with all the ash holes in your life. Stop smoking. Start vaping. Gorilla Vapes of South Philly is now open. Located just off 76, minutes from the stadiums. Gorilla Vapes' friendly staff will show you the best in electronic cigarette hardware, e-liquid, accessories, mods, and advanced vaporizers. Whether you've never tried vaping before or you've been vaping for years, come try Gorilla Vapes of South Philly and let the staff help you with all your vaping needs. Gorilla Vapes of South Philly, 1900 Vera Avenue, Philadelphia.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On Medicare, Coach Dick Vermeil has a big announcement.
Independence Blue Cross is planning a big win for anyone on Medicare.
Sorry, Coach, but you can't say anything more until this fall.
If you're on Medicare, look for something big coming from Independence this fall. In the meantime, call us, and we'll enter you to win pro sports tickets as part of the Big Ticket Sports Package. Call 844-580-3059 to enter. That's 844-580-3059. 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. On weekends, you'll call May be sent to voicemail.
Drawing starts September 4th, 2018 and runs through October 15th, 2018. Award made upon verification of Medicare Part A and B eligibility on October 22nd, 2018. Available for all eligible Medicare Part A and B residents in the Independence Blue Cross service area, Philadelphia, Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. Independence Blue Cross offers products through its subsidiaries, Independence Hospital Indemnity Plan, Keystone Health Plan East, and QCC Insurance Company, independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Tune in to the Birds Players Show, hosted by Anthony Gargano, live at Chickie and Pete's, brought to you by The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag by Phil Gaughan. Find a pickup location near you at TheBagster.com.
What's Trey Thomas's thoughts on how the Birds can win this week? Tune into the pregame show warm-up 3 hours before every game. Brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit NoPayBryant.com to find a dealer near you. The Sixers Station.
Here's Simmons, cut a jam, a throwdown.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Together for another hour and 15 minutes. You can also weigh in, if you can't call in, at 610-632-0975. Reach out to the show on Twitter, at Joe Torti, and at 97.5, The Fanatic. Talking Eagles, talking the weekend, talking Foles and Wentz, all of it is on the table. Let's go right back to the phones now with Joe in Cherry Hill. What's happening, Joe?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. This Foles and Wentz combination kind of reminds me of the Don McNabb, Jeff Garcia combination.
Yep, I can see that.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there were definitely, most people knew that Jeff Garcia wasn't going to be the quarterback of the Eagles moving forward after the playoff run, but there were still a group of people that were like, yeah, Jeff Garcia should totally be the quarterback of the Eagles. So yeah, that's a great comparison, Joe.
Yeah, and I think that's like basically what the whole Nick Foles thing is. I mean, he won the Super Bowl, and it's like kind of like, why wouldn't you start your Super Bowl MVP? But then like Carson Wentz is younger, so like you gotta go with the young guy.
And you know, Joe, it's interesting to me too, because the conversation has come up and people have always been like, oh, how do you know that Carson Wentz would have done the same things that Nick Foles did in the playoffs? And yet there are also people that are like, hey, we don't know that Ryan Fitzpatrick wouldn't have caught fire in those like three. So like that conversation gets so ridiculous. If Ryan Fitzpatrick has the ability to do that, I don't know why we wouldn't think that Wentz would have been able to do the job.
And one more thing. Do you think they're going to end up firing Gabe Kapler?
Joe, I would say that these last games are really important. At this point, I would say no. But if they win like two games or three games down the stretch, I think that they're going to give it a long look. What would you do?
Well, I mean, like, I know the NFL and baseball are two different sports, but like, if he was in the NFL, they would probably fire him right away. But baseball, they might give him a second chance as to like go sign a player.
Right. Yeah, you might be right, Joe. Thanks for the phone call, man. But to counter that, what I would say is that in any sport, if they're concerned that you lost the room or something like that, that's where, you know, it doesn't stand. Now, if the team shows fight down the stretch or whatever, that might be enough. You always hear the cliche about they're playing for their coach's job. I mean, I don't think that that's the case here at this point. I think that, you know, 1 year in, it's a little premature to have that conversation. But it is a conversation that people are having. Right or wrong. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Chuck and Bluebell. What's happening, Chuck?
Joe, thanks for taking my call.
You got
Joey,
it, buddy.
Thank you for doing what you do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. My pleasure.
Something to think about, talk about at late night for the people that are out and about. Eagles point and Phillies point. Once again, like I said last week before the Atlanta game, I have no worries in Foles. All he has to do is score one touchdown and get us down the field for a couple field goals, and you're going to win that game. They're not putting 48 points or 40 points, whatever it was, up on our defense.
Nope. I agree with you.
It's not happening.
Chuck, but what do you make of this whole conversation that Foles is having with everyone about, like, the roller coaster ride with his confidence? Like, where does that come from?
It's strange. It's really strange. You know, for a professional athlete to come out and say something like that, even if you feel that way, I don't think it's not appropriate, but I don't think it puts you in a good situation to go out and say that.
Right, yeah, I was surprised. Like, don't get me wrong, I admire, like, the honesty and saying, oh, yeah, we're all human, sure, we deal with it, but, like, you never hear of that in the NFL, ever.
And, you know, we all think of they're gladiators, alpha males, you know.
Right.
They don't have internal issues like you and I might have. But, you know, and the truth of the matter is, they probably do. I just probably wouldn't have put it out there like that.
Okay.
But regardless, it is what it is. On to my Phillies point.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we crumbled. It is what it is. But this wasn't our year to compete anyway. I mean, we don't, you know, we have so much money that next year you're looking at one, possibly two premier free agencies, hopefully, knock on wood, hopefully. And, you know, it is disappointing. And I am a hardcore Phillies fan, so it is disappointing, but it wasn't our year. I mean, could you imagine playing one of these teams in the playoffs?
Right,
any,
yeah.
Any of the NL teams that are going to make the playoffs, can you imagine the series with them?
Right, well, I get
you're
that.
You're going to win one game, Aaron Nola's game, and that's it.
Well, I mean, unless Arrieta catches fire. But let me try this with you, Chuck, too. Well, I know, I kind of feel that way, too. But, like, with the Sixers and the Eagles, I would argue that both of those teams were ahead of schedule last year.
Absolutely.
When the Sixers lost to the Celtics, I took, like, no solace in, oh, they weren't even supposed to be this good. Like, that was devastating to me.
But remember going into that series, and I remember, you know, calling into the Anthony show, me and everyone else, I mean, we were more sure about the Celtics series than the
Heat series. You're right.
It was crazy.
But and thanks for the phone call, Chuck. And I would say that the same thing was true with the Eagles, right? Like, if they would have lost in the Super Bowl based on the way that they played against Minnesota, or forget that, if they hadn't made the playoffs and we were like, oh, we expected them to be a 9-win team, and they started out 9-1, and then they fell out of the playoffs and ended up being 9-7. You'd been like, oh, see, that's just like what the expectation was. It's completely different. The bottom fell out. You had 9 wins and you didn't win another one. If that would have happened, that would have been devastating. So I get, like, you know, this wasn't our year to begin with. But I have certain levels of expectations that change once new information is added, like the Phillies being in first place for as long as they were and playing as long and making it through the tough part of their schedule. I can't give this team a pass for not being able to beat the Mets and the Marlins. There's no way, just because they weren't supposed to do that. So that kind of rings hollow for me. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Jeremiah in Pottstown next. You're on the Joe Torti Show. Hey, Jeremiah.
Yo, what's going on, brother?
How you doing?
Dude, you know, I'm a lifelong Eagles fan, and I just can't stand listening to Eagles fans say that they would rather see Nick Foles over Carson Wentz.
Where does it come from? Why does it happen?
Because this is just Philadelphia. Every time we get a star, they want to run him right out of town because they love the underdog. The fact is this, Carson Wentz is going to be one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. And if you watch college football and you follow Carson Wentz, then you would have known that in college. The guy's a stud. And it's only going to get worse because Nick Foles is going to start this weekend, and he torches Tampa Bay. Just look at his record against the Bucs.
Yep.
He might throw 3 touchdowns this weekend. Everyone's going to go crazy because Carson's going to come back next week. It's only going to get worse.
But don't you think that it'll kind of quiet down once Wentz is actually healthy and the team clears him and puts him in, like, I don't think the team's going to think that there's a quarterback controversy.
No, the team won't, but the fans, once Carson has a bad game, and I mean a bad game by not throwing two touchdowns a game or having an interception, you know what's going to happen. Because this is Philadelphia. They always do this. Be happy. When you turn on that TV on Sunday and you see Carson Wentz in that game, be happy. You're watching greatness. You're not watching greatness with Nick Foles. You're watching an average quarterback, a backup in the NFL. He's a backup. He's not a starter. He went to St. Louis, Kansas City. He looked terrible. He only thrived under the Chip Kelly offense. And if you listen to Doug Peterson had to take film from Chip Kelly's offense and put it into this offense. That's the only time Nick Foles has thrived. It's that simple.
Jeremiah, I'm sorry. Thanks for the phone call, man. I'm sorry I'm up against it. I didn't want to interrupt, but we have to. I got to say this, though. I've always thought it was so ridiculous. Like, I think what Jeremiah said, a lot of it was dead on accurate. This whole, like, system quarterback thing is so stupid. It's so... Everyone is a system quarterback, right? If you have a... Why in the world would you have a quarterback and ask him to do things that he's not comfortable doing? Like, that's what part of coaching is, man. That's why everybody says, oh, Jeff Fisher stinks as a quarterback coach. That's why, because he's got all these guys and he's not creating stuff for them. It's a defensive guy and, you know, you're not able to find the right offensive coordinator, whatever it is. But all in all, Jeremiah is on to some stuff there. 610-632-0975. Plus the thing that totally gets underplayed that I hate is that the Eagles are a good team. And I feel like people underplay that all the time when it's like, oh, see what Nick Foles led them to do. It's like, okay. I think Fletcher Cox and Lane Johnson and company had something to do with that as well. It's the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is John. I was a retail sales consultant when I sustained a devastating knee injury at work. I underwent multiple surgical procedures. Even though I was an excellent employee, my employer still turned its back on me. I was scared, hurt, and had nowhere to turn. Then my sister convinced me to call Swartz Cullerton. They were great and treated me with respect. I had regular contact with them, and they helped me get the best medical care. They explained my rights and fought for me in court when my employer tried to stop my benefits. Swartz Cullerton got me a large cash settlement. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill sports betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overlook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discount. Lease only. Trade down some value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
We're world champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hell yeah!
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Philadelphia's football station.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, final hour coming your way here. I'm looking at this, by the way. There's an ESPN article on the best and worst of LeBron James' signature sneakers. Some of these are bad. Some of these are really cool. So, like, I actually am partial to the first ones that he came out with. Those Air Zoom, whatever they were, generation 2003s. Like moon boots or whatever. But they're pretty awesome. I like those. There were some other ones. Like, I don't think it was a signature shoe, but I had one that was, they kind of had like the Velcro straps, but instead of just like one Velcro strap all the way across the front of the ankle, they kind of went from like one side of your foot across to the outside of your ankle, and then the outside of your foot across the inside of your ankle in like an X. I didn't really like those. Those literally felt like moon boots. But I had terrible ankles from playing basketball, so like that was a big reason why I ended up getting these huge high-top moon boots to begin with. Because I'm like, hey, got to get that ankle protection. But then you're walking around with like six-pound shoes on, and it didn't work for me. They're not on this list, so I know they weren't the signature shoe. I got to find out what specific shoe that was. If anyone can help me out on Twitter, I'd appreciate that, at Joe Torti. Also, want to remind you that the 5K a day cash contest is right around the corner. 97.5 will be giving you a chance to win $1,000 five times a day. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Roofing Nation. So Joel Embiid, by the way, just to sprinkle some Sixers in here. So I thought this was a fascinating conversation earlier, and I heard Devon talking about it with you guys a little bit earlier. But Joel Embiid ends up being the ninth player rated on SI.com's top 100. This is hot on the heels of the Players Tribune article and everything else. This is what Rob Mahoney points out. It's rare to see a player already in the running for Defensive Player of the Year developing at such a rapid rate. Embiid, 23 points per game, 11 rebounds per game, 3.2 assists per game, is a sponge. The nuances of professional play are still so new to him, yet instinct guides Embiid to positions of particular impact. He has a natural aptitude for rotation, which involves reading the floor and timing out plays as they progress. Opponents are terrified of him, which buys Embiid time. Players take such a wide berth around him and use so many pump fakes that Embiid has a longer window than most to get to where he needs to go. Even at this stage, he all but guarantees an elite defense. Imagine how good Embiid could be when he actually knows what he's doing. On one hand, if you're Joel Embiid, I wonder how you you respond to that. Thanks, I guess, for being like you're good, but you don't know what you're doing. Thanks, maybe. But also, it's kind of cool to look at it and say this is a young, developing team surrounding a young, developing player. You know, oftentimes we've seen like windows and things like that where, you know, the best player's too old or the best player's too young, and it never comes together. It seems like the timeline is right for this Sixers team for the next couple of years here. I have updates on Davidson's program record 91-point football game today. They had 9 touchdowns of 40 yards or more. 9 touchdowns of 40 yards or more. I wonder at some point, like, if 91 points is running up the score. But when the other team scores 61, I guess not really. A 30-point victory over a, I think Davidson is Division I FCS, so you're going against a D3 team. You expect to win by 30. What's the difference if it's 30 to nothing or 91-61? Interesting stuff. By the way, I have to see here. Bear with me as I like do this peering around the camera thing. No, okay. There was a misleading tweet from NFL Network saying that Lamar Jackson had entered the game. And I guess he's entered the game before, but not as the quarterback. Or he, you know, was in briefly and now he's not. Oh, well. I almost got excited for something. This big game, Joe Flacco. You're ridiculous, Joe. He didn't catch lightning in a bottle. The Ravens are never going to regret that contract. He bet on himself and he won. All right, well, the guy who bet on himself and won has 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions tonight. So he's going against Andy Dalton, who just has only thrown 4 touchdowns and no interceptions. So, you know, whatever. Enjoy your Joe Flacco, Udell Blue Hen fans, and I guess Audubon football? I think that's where it was. I can't remember. Also, we're getting back to this Nick Foles thing and the confidence discussion. It originally started, if you didn't hear this, like the conversation actually began with Ryan Fitzpatrick, who was talking about, you know, where he is. You know, people talk about retirement. The parallels between the two are starting to actually get a little bit spooky, to be honest with you. This is on Pro Football Talk. Buccaneers quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick strongly considered retirement after a disappointing 2016 season with the Jets. He told me after Sunday's win over the Saints, Mike Florio is writing this, he continued his playing career at the behest of his sons. And the rest is history. He says, you know, I'm better right now than I've been at any point in my career, and a lot of that is mentally and whatever else. But there's a lot of different throws and things that are so much ingrained in you, so much muscle memory from working and doing it for a long time. Truly, I feel like the older I've gotten, the better I've become. Every stop for me has been different. Every offense has been different, some tailored to my strengths. Others I've just kind of had to fit in. But, you know, I think the places where I've done well, they're able to play at the line of scrimmage a little bit. You've got some veteran guys on the outside that kind of understand the game and can take the next step in terms of what we're trying to do. And also, I think all the different experience I've had, I just continue to become a better player, whether people think that or see that or not. Truly, I feel like the older I've gotten, the better I become. I mean, you talk about a positive approach to bouncing around and things like that and recovering or bouncing back from a near retirement. Versus where Nick Foles says he, now results-wise, you can't argue with what Foles has done. It's like a movie. Embiid says his life is like a movie. Nick Foles' life is like a movie. But in terms of where he is now, you feel for him if he feels like he's drifting a little bit or that his confidence isn't at an all-time high. But at least he's willing to talk about it. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Steven in Pensauk. And what's happening, Steven?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
I was just listening to what you read about Embiid, and I'm like, man, that just nails it.
Like, right?
Like, that just, like, and I, knowing what I know about Embiid, he would hear that and be like, I know more than you think. Like, because that's who he is. Like, he had so much pride in this game, and I've always loved that about him. But, like, it's 100% right in that there are things where you're like, he's obviously new, but then there are things where it's like, how do you know how to do that?
Right. His instincts are uncanny, especially defensively, but there are some things that he does offensively where you're blown away as well.
It's something that he figured out later in life that this is what he was supposed to do, but I'm so glad he did. Because who knows how many people out there that were born to play basketball and never picked up the ball. You know, he figured it out in his teens and was like, yeah, I got an knack for this, and I'm so happy he did. So I've always said, like, all right, is Embiid the freak or is he the prodigy? And I guess he's kind of both.
Right.
And I feel the same way about Simmons, where he's a little bit of the freak and he's also a little bit of the prodigy as well. It's like where Simmons is like, he has amazing natural gifts as well. And he sees something in the game that you can't believe that someone at his age does. So I'm
absolutely
so happy that we have both.
Yeah, we're getting spoiled, Steven. Thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. But you know what? It's due. We've been waiting for that. I've worried about this before, by the way. And something Steven said just like sparked it in me. I love what I do. So it's not, I don't think of this personally myself. But I've objectively wondered, like, how many investment bankers out there are supposed to be dolphin trainers? Like, would you be way better at doing something else? Or like, how many artists are like, man, this painting thing's never going to happen? I'm like, you idiot, you're so close, you're supposed to be an author. Just channel that creative energy some other way. Like, I wonder about that all the time. You know, like how we pick what we're doing, but you're naturally sometimes like your interests. Sometimes it's like whatever your major happens to be. How do you pick your major? Well, let's go down and see what careers make the most money based on the courses that I like to take and things like that, right? But I wonder all the time, like Joel Embiid, Steven's right, never knew that he was supposed to be a professional basketball player. So it's like kind of playing catch up. And at this point, young in his basketball education, was just rated the ninth best player in the highest league in the world. He has unbelievable natural gifts and natural talents. I wonder if all of us, some of us, have those talents outside of the athletic arena and we're doing the wrong stuff and we just haven't been exposed to the right thing. Sam, is that trippy? Is that like a weird thing to think about? Or is that something that actually could be considered a possibility?
I think it's super trippy, but it's true.
Okay, I can take that. I thought about that often. Because I'm like, you know, after you go down your path, for example, in Embiid's case, right? There are basketball scouts scouring the country. And every country. They're scouring the world. They're looking all over the place for who the next best player that can help their team is going to be, right? You're if you are a 7-foot guy who can move, you know, chances are, I was watching a TED talk about are athletes actually bigger, faster, stronger. The percentages of you being 7 feet tall and being in the NBA are outrageous. Like, the percentage of seven-footers who are in the NBA versus seven-footers in the population, it's crazy. That means that if you're there, they'll find you, regardless of where you are. There's no, like, there's no headhunter looking for the top designer in, like, the South Pacific Sea. You know what I mean? There's nobody looking and trying to find the top talent right there. I think that's something where it's like, I wonder if there's people that miss their opportunities. Sam's right. You can't teach height. I just like that. That's something where it's like such big money. I'm sure that Google goes and finds the people that they need to find, right? Like, I'm sure they have their ways of doing it, right? But like, for example, if you are like a master, like stonemason or something like that, or you have the ability to be a master stonemason and you're in a call center somewhere, how is someone ever going to find and unlock your ability to do that? I don't know. I've made my point. It's just fascinating to me because athletes so often get this like second lease on, all right, you're close, try to do this instead. Jordan Mailata is one that we have right here where it's like, okay, listen, think you're too big for Australian rules football, you're just the right size for American rules football. Come on over and check this out. It's cool that they get the opportunity to do that. I just wonder if that possibility exists for the general population. Or if the potential for that would exist. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Kurt Warner, bagging groceries. It's like, hey man, didn't you used to play? You want to come out? All right, sure. What's that? Super Bowl MVPs? Hall of Fame? I guess. Okay. That'll be fine. Has the poor misfortune to be throwing to Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt and Oz Hakeem? Give me a break. It's true. Philadelphia, when you look at Jordan Mailata, you look at Joel Embiid, you look at Nick Foles looking at retirement versus coming here. Talk about the city of champions. Philly might be the city of chances. That's good work by you, Sam. Are you a headline writer? Maybe that's your calling. Maybe we're all wasting our time here. Oh, man. It's crazy. 610-632-0975. What's happening here? Are we serious? The Ravens are getting close to the Bengals? The Bengals are Bengalsing in like the most ridiculous way possible. Joe Flacco hears what is said about him on Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio and immediately drops a bomb to John Brown. It's getting crazy here. What in the world is happening with the Bengals? We haven't really talked about it because we're going to get into it more in depth tomorrow as more information comes out. Like, we saw some stuff with the Eagles today with their practices and things like that. I don't know, you know, if the Eagles are going to be at full strength. Now, you saw Darren Sproles and Shelton Gibson not practicing today. If you're limited on Thursday or you're not practicing on Thursday, that's usually a fairly good indicator about your ability for Sunday. So Sproles and Gibson both being out, you know, that is a speed on a roster that doesn't have a whole lot of speed, especially offensively. That's what we talked about. Big time problems when it comes to looking at Darren Sproles, Shelton Gibson, Mike Wallace. He's the last burner that you have. He's the last guy that you have who can put the fear of his speed into your defense. And yet, you might be down two of those burners. I don't think they'll need him against Tampa. I don't think that you'll necessarily look at it and say they're definitely going to miss, you know, Gibson and Sproles to the point where it's like it turns a winnable game into an unwinnable game, but at least something that we'll be looking at. Speaking of speed burners and difference makers on defense, DeSean Jackson returns to practice in Tampa Bay. He suffered a concussion during the win over the Saints, but I don't know what it is. I have always, because I follow the players when they go. I didn't think DeSean Jackson was that good in Washington. And people always told me that I was insane. I'm like, how in the world could you say that I'm insane for saying that D-Jack wasn't that great in Washington? And then I looked. It's because DeSean Jackson has gotten so far up for every game that he's ever played against Philadelphia, Washington, and otherwise, that that's why people are like, oh, he's been good this whole time. And I'm looking at it through the lens of, that's a revenge game for him, potentially, or at least going up against your old team. And they don't beat DeSean Jackson a whole lot. In five games against the Eagles, DeSean Jackson is 4-1 and has averaged almost 90 yards receiving per game. Offensively, that's a good thing. However, unfortunately, defensively, there's no good news for Tampa Bay. Vernon Hargraves goes on injured reserve. Brent Grimes did not return to practice today. So that means, as many concerns as we might have about those Philadelphia Eagles wide receivers, Tampa looks as though they're going to be down their top two corners in this one. It's not good. And especially when you consider Tampa's going to have to do something on offense against that brutal Eagles defensive line that I've been talking about and I've been saying is the key, the centerpiece of the entire team this entire run, and is going to be more important, in fact, as Tim Jernigan gets healthy and they continue to progress along the season. Tampa's in for it. I like what Tampa has. I don't know if I'd call them like a plucky team, but they're an easy team to like get behind. I was stoked when I was watching them beat up on New Orleans. I thought it was cool. Root for Ryan Fitzpatrick a little bit, you know? But as it comes down to it, just unfortunately for the Bucs on Sunday, I think that they're going to be running into a little bit more than they can handle, especially along that offensive line. And this could be, with two starting corners down for Tampa, this could be that long-awaited, long-coveted get-right game for Nick Foles that we've been waiting on for a long time. Of course, we'll be bringing you all of the analysis and everything leading up to the game on Friday and Saturday as well. But on Sunday, you can join Trey Thomas, Jason Mertedis, and Devon Givens starting at 10 o'clock for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Hit the blackjack table in the Bird's Nest Pit for a chance at $5,000 cash. Make your football picks to win a share of $150,000 with the Sugar House. Choose the Champs Challenge. Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Wide open phone line 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. At Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic is it on Twitter. And there's a contest going on that I wasn't aware of. And it only happens on the West Coast, apparently. Because after 1 week of play, somehow, it is already desperation season. It already is. You might have heard about what's happened in Oakland, and that's a part of it. We're going to break down that saga. But if you thought that was a crazy, crazy ordeal, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month, 50% off, and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or roofingnation.com.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Light on us.
Place your sports bet at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets with 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games. Make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef-style franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it TailgateFamily. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds, Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you win the Mega Millions jackpot, you can do anything, like take your friends out for Japanese food in Japan. With $227 million up for grabs, anything can happen in Jersey.
Sports talk for Ben Salem and all of Bucks County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5. The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight this evening. One more half an hour. It's desperation season on the West Coast, okay? First of all, thank you so much, John Gruden, because this I haven't been able to catch up on a whole lot of TV because I've been locked into football season and getting ready for college football. You know, the Ivy League starts this weekend as Penn takes on Bucknell. getting ready for that. So I haven't been able to lock into any comedies or any dramas or anything like that. But John Gruden provides. The Oakland Raiders are just there for me when it comes to desperation season. And I'm so excited. After 1 week, first of all, let's go back to the draft. They acquire Martavis Bryant, wide receiver from the Pittsburgh Steelers, for a third round pick. It's like, okay, the Raiders are serious now when it comes to trying to accumulate talent. John Gruden's going out and getting his guy and everything else, right? And then the news comes out that Bryant could be facing a year-long suspension from the NFL. You know that he's been suspended before, so it wouldn't be completely shocking to hear that something like that might happen. So the Raiders release him. Game one goes by where zero Raiders wide receivers, with maybe the exception of Amari Cooper, depending on who you believe in film room breakdown, was getting free. Zero separation. And John Gruden looks around the room and says, you know what? We better go back to it. We better re-sign Martavis Bryant. But Joe, you're such an idiot. His salary's not guaranteed now after week one. That's why they did it. Okay, all right, that's fine. Is he still potentially facing a one-year suspension or not? So John Gruden ends up looking, in the eyes of some, a little silly for that move. Enter the Seattle Seahawks. You think that you know what silly looks like or crazy looks like? Listen to this. This just happened today. And in fact, it happened just a couple of hours ago. Former Philadelphia Eagle. One time Cleveland Brown. They hardly knew him. Michael Kendricks is back in business. That Michael Kendricks. The one who pled guilty to insider trading. He's signing with the Seattle Seahawks for a one-year deal, according to ESPN. Apparently, he's going to also be playing as soon as Monday. Brian McCarthy, an NFL spokesperson, said that Kendricks' legal situation is under review and that he's currently allowed to sign and participate in all activities, including games. I am flabbergasted by how this could have happened. You're looking at Michael Kendricks, who isn't scheduled to be sentenced until actually January 24th. I thought it was December. It's actually late January. Based on federal guidelines and the crime, he could face 30 to 37 months in prison. But along the way, you know what? Go ahead, go try to win some football games. This is crazy. I thought that knowingly signing up for a guy who could be facing a one-year suspension from the NFL was nuts. Hold my beer, say the Seattle Seahawks. You say a one-year suspension. We're talking about a guy who could be in prison for, over 3 years. What in the world is happening? 610-632-0975. I've said that so many times today. The NFL is literally the peak of drama. It is unbelievable theater. When you look at the Nick Foles story, what Ryan Fitzpatrick's doing, Baltimore is sending out Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson, all kinds of good stuff going on. And that's if you don't even consider the will-they-won't-they relationship between the Raiders and Martavis Bryant and the Seattle Seahawks signing Michael Kendricks to play linebacker for them, who admitted to insider trading and is going to be sentenced. I don't know what to say at this point other than thank you, NFL. The intrigue is real. The interest is real. And there we are. We could be seeing Michael Kendricks playing as recently as Monday night against the Chicago Bears for Seattle. I don't know how this could... They have to be, unbelievably banged up, right? Okay, so KJ Wright is recovering from arthroscopic knee surgery. He's not going to play Monday night. apparently Bobby Wagner is day-to-day. So they've got Shaq Griffin and Austin Calitro. Yeah, I guess you're looking for help anywhere, but I mean, that is something. That is truly looking for help anywhere with Michael Kendricks. It's a crazy league that we live in. 610-632-0975. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles-Bucks coming up on Sunday. We've talked about the Foles confidence thing. And the more that you dig into it, the parallels between Foles' career and Ryan Fitzpatrick's career are kind of interesting. Especially considering the fact that these guys have alternately, shown flashes of greatness and then have kind of like slid back towards being, you know, replacement level quarterbacks at times. And it just depends on where their confidence level, their playing level is presently. It's interesting to hear Nick Foles talk about the roller coaster ride and the struggles with dealing with confidence, being the Super Bowl MVP, coming back. And not only that, both of these guys thought about giving it up after the 2016 season. And then, you know, they come back and respond in big time ways. And obviously the rest is history for Foles. And Fitzpatrick's looking to make that history as well this year. It's crazy. It's crazy the way that it's gone. I'm looking forward to, I'll say that. I'm looking forward to watching them lock horns on Sunday. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phone lines with John in Gladwin. You're on the Joe Torti Show. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Tremendous. How are you?
Yeah, I was going to talk a little bit about Nick Foles, but
sure.
I heard what you said about Kendrick. Laws and right and wrong and facts and all that don't matter now. All of a sudden, it no longer matters. So, this seems to be a alarming trend.
Yeah, it's happening more and more often. And you know what? I guess technically he's allowed to do this. The league says that he's allowed to sign with the team and play, and they're just doing it under review or whatever. I don't know where the line is drawn, John, after he says that I did this and, you know, I'm going to plead guilty. I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, the fix is in on a lot of things these days, so
I buy that, too, for sure.
Anyway, regarding Nick Foles,
yes.
I don't think, no matter what he does, there's going to be people that are going to spin it the way they want, and he's not going to get credit. So if he throws three touchdown passes in the Tampa game, then Monday you're going to have people saying that, oh, what a great job, Doug Peterson, and they're not going to give him credit.
Okay.
They tried that in the Super Bowl. But regardless of in the Super Bowl, that argument was made, oh, Doug Peterson did this, that. He also did that for Carson Wentz.
Sure, of course
he
did.
It works both ways, but regardless of that, they still have to execute.
John, let me ask you a question.
All the X's and O's you want, they still have to execute.
You're right. I agree with that completely. I don't think any other backup quarterback in the league deals with the pressures and the people who are looking to cut you down that Nick Foles deals with. Why does he have to deal with that when a lot of other players at his same position in the league don't?
Well, you know what? Let me make this point. And I'm pro Carson Wentz, and I think he's going to be good. We're going to win with him, and we can get back to another Super Bowl. So I'm pro both of them. But
yep.
here's my what I was going to point out. If Carson wasn't a top five draft pick, okay, and he got injured and somebody stepped in and did what Nick Foles did, and they win again on Sunday, that quarterback would be the starting quarterback until he caves in.
Yeah, you've seen that happen in the past. John, good stuff, man. Thanks for the phone call. You've seen that happen. The example that I always point to is Troy Smith was the starting quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens. Played really, really well. Had injuries. I think it was actually illness more than injuries. I think that he was forced out with an illness. By the time he came back, the job wasn't his anymore. And that's, you know, unfortunate. But you see that happen all the time. I think that in some cases, like you always have to think of your backup quarterback. And like, you know, Nick Foles isn't a quarterback of the future. He's 29 years old, right? I think that you always have to think of your backup quarterback as a placeholder for, you know, whenever your starter gets back. I think that people see Carson Wentz, they see the tools that he has, they see the things that he's able to do, and say, okay, he should clearly be the starter when he's healthy. I have no beef with that. What I don't understand is that, like, I don't know which group started first. The, like, pro Foles should be the starting quarterback no matter what group, or that this Foles guy stinks and he's a terrible quarterback and I hate that people are giving him any kind of credit. Like, I don't think any backup quarterback in the league has to deal with anything like that. It's more like, hey, the backup's in, let's just stay afloat until the starter gets back. But instead, it's like kind of splintered into these two rival factions. It's a fascinating phenomenon, and if Nick Foles is saying that that affects his confidence and that it's something that he has to deal with and work through and everything else, I don't blame him, because that's a unique situation, I would argue, at his position in the NFL. 610-632-0975. Final segment is coming your way next. We're going to put a bow on this. Plus, there is one more thing. All of that coming up next. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The home of Brian Westbrook.
Fridays at 4 with Mike Missanelli. And whenever NFL news breaks, Brian Westbrook is on 97.5 The Fanatic.
CDLA drivers, why are you still dealing with the headaches of long-haul driving when Central Transport gets qualified tractor-trailer drivers like you home daily and weekends off? As one of the nation's largest LTL carriers, Central Transport has an excellent customer base with dedicated routes to get you home daily. Central Transport offers our drivers a $4,000 sign-on bonus. Central Transport offers stability, competitive pay, and the opportunity for advancement. But the advantages don't end there. Central Transport drivers receive medical and dental coverage, 401k with company match, paid holidays and time off, referral bonuses, weekly pay, and more. Make plans to find out more at Central Transport's open house being held this week, Monday through Friday, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 1200 Wrights Lane in Westchester, PA, zip code 19380, or call Central directly at 866-700-7582. That number again, 866-700-7582. We look forward to seeing you this week at Central Transport, central to your success.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. Looking to protect your engine? Then regular oil and filter changes are the answer. AutoZone has everything you need to help you do the job yourself and do it right. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football is finally back, and that's only the second best news I've got for you today. That's because FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is now live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of. FanDuel Sportsbook has all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust that it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. Use my code Jason to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit sports.fanduel.com for terms and conditions.
Well, green, thick grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the less weeds you have. Now, my guys in Natural Lawn are scientists that can explain exactly how it works. I'm not, but they tell me it's simple. So hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but it'll help for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty. The products are organic-based, the techs are the best in the business, and they've been helping my lawn grow at its best for many years. I continue to recommend them because it works. You got to call Natural Lawn of America for their limited time offer today. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. Now, I just told you how important seeding is. It's free. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. It's my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hello?
Get off the phone, Mom.
Your phone is always with you. Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Final segment, that went fast. But if you're just joining us, never fear, because if you missed any of our shows this week, including this one, go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app and get full show podcasts. Listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. That's pretty cool, because in the past, back when I was a listener of this station before I worked here, there were only the abilities to get like interviews and like sound off and like that kind of stuff. Now you have the chance to listen to the entire show so that you can catch up on the entire way that the conversation went. So when you hear Jason and Harry talking about something by the end of the show that you were not thinking that they were getting into in the early portions, you can follow the path all the way through the 4 hours and get there. You can even skip the nooner if you want to. I wouldn't. I never would dream of it. But you can if you want to. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. It's looking like, unless there's something remarkably dramatic that happens in the next 25 seconds, that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to move to 2-0 against the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, and that's devastating. Getting tackled inbounds, not good. If you are the Ravens. So that I'm going to officially call it now at this point that there's nothing that's going to happen here and that the Ravens are going to fall to the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know what the score is going to be, but they're down 11 with 8 seconds left. I'm going to say that the fat lady is singing on that one. So Baltimore is going to drop to 1-1. Cincinnati goes to 2-0. One of my favorite people so far, all except for one thing, is Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, everything that he's saying recently is like my favorite. It's amazing. Okay. They were talking about Rob Gronkowski and, you know, are you afraid of him or whatever? Nah. Here's what he says. When you play the football, the game of football, I feel like to respect the game, you have to play it fierce. I don't believe in having friends on the field. I mean, my brother, my mom, my dad, my grandma was out there. It's on. After the game, we can be cool. It doesn't matter. That's why I feel like you got to respect the game of football. It's not a game meant to be played being nice to each other and all that, like kumbaya, but after the game's over with, it's cool. Follow-up question. Natural. You need to ask this. Good job by this reporter. Does that mean that you would knock out your own grandmother? Said, I definitely would. She knows that. Grandma, know that I love you, but she knows that. Would she hit me back? Grandma might not get up from one of my licks. Dude! Come on now. I love the fact that everything that Jalen Ramsey says is like he's trying to cut a professional wrestling promo as like a bad guy. I love it. I think it's amazing. Don't be disrespecting my sport of hockey, though, and saying that you're going to be a pro hockey player in 6 months, though. I would love to see Jalen Ramsey trying to skate in 6 months. That'd be awesome. I'd love it. So the natural, great follow-up question again. ESPN, for all that people say about them, you got to give this guy, Michael DeRocco, credit. He crushed this interview. So should Gronkowski expect the grandma treatment on Sunday? Quote, I'm going to go out there and do whatever coach asks me to do. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm very confident in all of my teammates on the defensive side of the ball. Whoever goes against him, I'm very confident they'll hold it down, and I'll do my job and hold it down where I'm at. Man, that's an opportunity missed, Jalen. Talk to me a little bit about how you're going to smack him around like he was your grandma. This is crazy. Any time I think that we've reached peak NFL, like there's nothing more entertaining that could happen here, bang, just immediate, somebody's there for us. Really appreciate that. You can always count on it. It's always reliable. And you know what? It's gotten to the point where year in, year out, you expect something like that. Which actually brings us neatly to one more thing. I don't know if those of you out there, if there are any car heads out there. If you're a car head, you probably have nothing to do with this vehicle. But today, Volkswagen announced that it will be halting production of the Volkswagen Beetle starting in 2019. No more VW Bugs. In 2019, they're going to end up coming out with, what did they say? An Ultimate Edition. The Final Edition model will feature two unique colors, fancy beige and fancy blue, pretty much. Let me translate it for you. And they're also available in pure white, black, gray. There's a convertible available in every color except beige. I don't know. Who cares? You're not buying a Volkswagen Beetle anyway, right? The reason that I bring this up is because for a generation of people, the Volkswagen Beetle was like the thing. But I'll say this. I learned immediately. Does my wife know this story? No. Okay. A friend of mine was asked to change someone's headlight. You know, my friend was asked at a social gathering, hey, can you come change the headlight on my car? And my friend thinks that he's a big shot at the times. Yeah, I can change the headlight on your car. No problem. Where is it? Goes outside and it's a Volkswagen Beetle. Okay, no problem. Just go ahead. Little does my friend know that to change the headlight in a Volkswagen Beetle, you pretty much have to take like literally the front of the car off. Like the bumper has to come off in order to do this thing. They're not safe. They roll over. They don't protect you in a crash. I'm sorry. I like Volkswagen. I really do. They're making some amazing cars right now. This car stinks. I'm not sad to see this thing go. And people were like, oh, it's so cute. You put the little eyelashes on the headlights and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, hippie, you do what you want to do. This car stinks. Now, I can acknowledge that they've been around for a long time. They've been around since the 70s, and it's been an institution. But if Volkswagen thought they were that important, they wouldn't stop making them. These cars are going to be done. Now, here's my thing. If they're going to be done producing this car, they're creating this final, like, edition model, are they going to like support it? Where are the parts for this car going to come from? If you need to get belts changed, if you need to get like, where's all this? I don't understand. I don't get it. Just cut the cord. Just let it go. This is my favorite part. This is my favorite part of the entire little press release that Volkswagen puts out. To meet the demands of American drivers, all Beetle Final Edition models offer driver assistance technology. SE models include standard blind spot monitor rear traffic alert. Final Edition SEL models add standard front and rear park distance control. You're driving a Volkswagen Beetle. You can see the front and the back of the car. It's literally like a 5-foot car. You're worried about space to park? The camera? Oh my gosh. I'm not sad to see this car go. I'm not. I'm really not. I know I should be. Anytime something like this, I am a car head. So anytime something goes down where it's like, this is the final run for, like, if it was the GTO, like, you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, you're never going to see anything like the GTO ever again. I might say something else. I might feel differently. I might shed a tear on the air. I still hold out hope that the GTO is coming back because they haven't flat out killed it. They're saying this is the last Beetle. Good riddance. I don't care. If you drove a Beetle, that's fine, okay? I'm not a cat person. I don't care that you have a cat and you think that I'm wrong for not being a cat person, okay? If you have your Beetle, enjoy it. Maybe it'll turn into a collector's item because they're not making it anymore. This is it. There you go. That's one more thing. Sam, you into the Beetle at all?
No. No.
Hard no? Any of your friends into the Beetle?
No, I do remember one girl in high school had one, and she did have the eyelashes, and we were like, oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's exactly right. No. So Sam hangs with the right crew. No Beetles in the bunch. Thank you very much, Sam. Doing a great job, as you always do, producing. Thank you to everybody who called and tweeted in. My co-host this evening really appreciated your efforts. I'll be back on the air tomorrow, and then it's two more days, of course, with This Week in Pro Football and the Eagles post-game show. Joe Torti saying so long. Have a great night. Stick around. In the next 5 hours or so, you'll have The Fanatic at 5 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.